Hey, it's Sam. Welcome back. Lesson number two. Lesson number two I learned when I quit my job 10 years ago is I am allergic to weak people. I'm allergic to weak people. And I never used to be that way. I used to want to fit in. You know how you feel? I mean, that's normal. At least I think it's normal when you're, I mean, it's abnormal not to fit in, okay? It's normal to want to follow the crowd. Like when you walk into a room, think about when you walk into a group of people. What do you want to do? Like, you don't want to stand in the middle of the room and start singing Barry Manilow songs, you know? You don't want to do it. Now, that would get you to stand out real quick, would it not? You walk into the room, and you kind of take a couple steps in, and you look for people you know, and you look for people who look like you, and you look for people that are dressed like you, and you kind of, hey, how you doing? Good, good. And it'd be awesome if you see somebody that you actually know. Then it's like, oh, my God. Let me gravitate right to him or her right away, you know, and strike up a conversation. And then you feel a little, then you stop sweating a little bit, especially if you're an introvert. Me, I walk into a room and I just, it's not like I feel like I own the room. That would be incredibly arrogant to say, but I don't have a problem walking into a group, but I would have a problem if I walked into a room of people like 20 or 30 and I just stood there for an hour and nobody talked to me. I mean, that would be kind of, I mean, why would I want to stand in a room by myself and not talk to anybody? But I'm allergic to weak people. And as this kind of revelation hit me again in my 30s, I'll be 47 next month. So when I reference age, I'm just kind of giving you a, you know, a snapshot. This would have been maybe 15 years ago. And I really wanted to strive to do more. I wanted to wake up earlier. You know what's funny is all I wanted to do at one point in my life was just wake up earlier and get into work earlier. And it was almost a contest of how quick I was playing against myself. It's like golf. When you play golf, for example, you're playing against yourself. You may be paired with somebody, but really you're trying to make sure that it's really you versus you, you know, and you're trying to break your lowest score, and it's just you and the golf course that you're trying to beat. And when you are competing against yourself, it's really awesome in the entrepreneurial world because you're trying to beat your previous record, whether it's what time you get into work, how many sales you made, how many cold calls you made. There was a point in time when I was a stockbroker in West Palm Beach, I was doing 300 to 400 outbound calls every single day, generating leads for the company. And they would pay me a salary. Boy, you talk about slave wages, man. I would make 300 to 400 outbound calls a day to like my fingers were bleeding. And I would stop at 10 o'clock at night, started at 8 in the morning. We would be calling the West Coast at 10 o'clock at night. And I would always try to beat my previous record. And so as I got older and I was in the corporate world for a long time, I was like, I want to be stronger. But I don't see anybody else around me right now that wants to take their game to the next level. They all want to fit in. And I don't want to fit in. I mean, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to offend anybody. I know I do just by the way I speak and the way I act. But that's their problem. That's not your problem. If you are just doing what you do, that's a you problem for them. You know what I mean? That's not your problem. That's their problem. If they can't handle you and the fact that you want to take your life and your game to a whole new level, the hell with them. That's not that has nothing to do with you, man. And here's the downside to that is most people will cave. They will say, well, this is too much. I don't like being the odd man out. I don't like being the square peg in the round hole because business isn't working. Maybe they were right. Maybe I got my hopes up too high. Maybe. No, that's just the enemy. That's the enemy saying, how bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to be criticized? Do you want it bad enough to have 3-4 months of no money coming in and you still got to find a way to generate and pay your bills? How bad do you want it? And if you hang around weak people, you have basically said, I'd rather be weak than broke. I'd rather be weak than take a risk. I'd rather be weak than be uncomfortable. And it ain't about comfortable, man. Comfortable, success begins outside your comfort zone. It doesn't begin hanging around mediocre people who want a mediocre life. And as I was thinking about when I was quitting my job, I said, I'm just allergic to this atmosphere, man. There's no way. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I quit. And man, what a liberating feeling. Lesson number three, coming right back at you.